Michelle, if you'd call the roll, please.
Councilmember Cutser. Councilmember Dudley.
Here.
Councilmember Rosander.
Here.
Councilmember Hanser.
Here.
All right, next order of business will be the consent agenda, and I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Mr. Mayor, I make the motion we approve the consent agenda for the last, for the reading of, when was it?
826.
826.
For 497,000 and also 131,000.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Can I ask them out there too?
Yep. Is there any discussion from the public? Michelle, if you take the vote, please.
Councilmember Cutser.
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander.
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley.
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser.
Aye.
Next, we have the department reports. Chief Hurd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the council, I don't have anything to add to my report. I'll share any questions for you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, council members. I also, I have one thing to add. We did meet with the zoning commission today. It was a really good meeting. They had different input as far as the codes were concerned that we were looking at. So that's all I have to add to the report because it happened today.
Thank you. Any questions for Cammie?
Thanks.
Councilman Rosander, members of the council, my report. I have nothing to add to it.
Any questions?
Okay.
Thank you, Chief.
Members of the council, I simply sent you guys my report today, and I have nothing further to add to that. Thanks. So, questions on that? Nice and quiet.
Yes. Thank you.
Councilman Gerbs, general public. Here I am every other month, 2 months. I think I did one in May, July, and September. I handed papers out for you. Mostly those are just kind of to show you what's been going on. Very first page is May 31st, 2019. That's about when I started. You see the yellow highlighted? That was outstanding bond trust, which was $8,781. If you go to the next page, you'll see we have that down to $860. Over the last couple of summers, I've had some college girls helping me, and we have been able to close out a lot of old files. They say keep them 5 years. There were some files that were much older than that. On the third page, it says 101 on the bottom, I think. It says 797 in yellow. And then in the next page is today, I ran today, which is total closures, 1,134. Which has been a chore and a half, but got a lot of things closed out. Dispatch was ready to shoot me. I think they were tired of quashing warrants and closing cases, but we got it accomplished. And then the last page is just the monthly activity report for September. Any questions? I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you for this.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, and I do want to point out the very first page on the monthly activity. I think it's on the first page. No, it's on the last page. I stapled my wrong. It's here today. The left side is the charges, the codes, and then last month, this month, changes, and then last year today it was 98. This year today is 148.
Study Commission had its first public hearing. We had 10 members of the public, in addition to our four members of the commission, in attendance. I thought we had a very nice discussion. Councilmember Rosander was there also, and along with Jim Atchison. So I think we had a very nice, good discussion, and we are proceeding along on schedule. We still have some work to do. We want to do some interviews of council members, mayor, some employees, and then we're probably going to, I'm not sure if we're going to travel to or just do phone conversations with a couple other cities in similar towns, small, similar size cities in Montana, and possibly one that has a manager form of government. Anyways, we still have some work to do, but we are rolling along. Also, this week, business license renewals will be going out. I printed them today. There's 115, I believe, that I printed out. That includes in-town businesses and our itinerant and out-of-town people that come in that do purchase business licenses, if they are required to. So, I think that's all I have to report for tonight.
Last night was well done, and they were well prepared, and if we could get a few more people there, it would be wonderful.
And we are still putting, we had a survey available, we had some handouts available last night in addition to the survey, but we had a, we did have a comment last night on one of the questions in the survey, so we're going to just rewrite that based on the feedback we got, and then we're going to put that out. I think we're going to mail it out. We'll put it on website, Facebook, any way we can to get it out, to get as much feedback as possible. It's not a very long survey. I think it's only like 10 or 12 questions. So we purposely kept it short to the point so that people would look at it and go, oh, I don't want to do this. So, okay?
Thank you, Michelle. The mayor didn't tell me anything important that he wanted me to talk about. He gave you the attachment for the municipal their engineering from the municipal infrastructure. So you've got that. And then I know he was testifying today. Help me, Michelle. What was he doing at Helmet today?
I believe it's Energy and Telecommunications. Does that sound right, Jim?
Committee. Right.
And it was in regards to working with and dealing with BNSF, Burlington Northern and Santa Fe Railroad, on their permitting process.
Yes.
And fees.
That's right. And then you guys have coal board on Thursday, correct? So I know he's traveling in and out this week. All right, at this time we'll entertain any public comment.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Jim Atchison, 7405 Russell Rock Lake Drive. And yes, the coal board hearing is Thursday, 8:30 in Billings. We do have one application for the city of Colstrip, and that is the cemetery paving project. And so SNDC is involved with three others, and so there's going to be a lot of requests there from around the coal country, but should be kind of exciting, better TV, so we'll see how that goes. Why I'm up here tonight, thank you for the opportunity, but you know, as a community, energy is in our DNA, and I wanted to share with you, like I mentioned last time, the recap from the 22nd Annual Energy Open, which was held last month. And if I do have a handout, if I could, Mr. President.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pull it up for you.
And I just want to give you a real brief recap of that. This is the 22nd Annual Energy Open, and that's the pictorial noting the front page is the conference, and then the back page is the golf tournament. We have a record number of attendees this time, and a little over 80 people from 5 states. We had all 3 congressional people there, not the actual senators, but their staffers, with videos from the senators and our congressmen. Had over 30 sponsors. We also have a podcast, which is noted on there from my colleagues at Billings. Podcast was a taped podcast with a lot of the energy stakeholders there to be rerun at a later time. It's kind of a neat thing to do. But more importantly, we had Grid United there, Brian Johnson, who's on the front page, who's the North Plains Connector Project leader, gave us an update on that project, which is on track in roughly 2 years, 2.5 years to start construction at Coles Grid. Moved through Custer, Ballard County, all the way to Bismarck, North Dakota, 427 miles, a significant project. We also had a federal group there, GAIN, and also the Idaho National Labs people, that kind of gave an update on the federal nuclear feasibility study that has been released about Coles Grid, and how a good site at Coles Grid with our infrastructure, workforce, transmission, and our work attitude would be for a small modular nuclear reactor. And of course, right after that, is Northwestern Energy was there and kind of gave us an overall update on everything they're doing in the state, but they failed. But they didn't mention anything about Black Hills power at that time, but that came out later. But they're moving and shaking, and so on, and they're very interested in the nuclear thing. So the second day was all golf. We maxed out the course again. 72 golfers, great weather. Did have to bring in 8 additional carts, which is a growing problem. Great networking, and everybody had a good time there. So just kind of a quick update on the 22nd Annual Energy Open Conference and Golf Tours. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Okay. Looks like we don't have any unfinished business. Michelle?
No, but we need to go back up and do the public hearing.
Oh, excuse me. I jumped way ahead of myself. So at this time, we'll open it up for public hearing, public comment. Okay. And then Jim, you that was the special presentation. So.
Were you going to give your membership presentation? Yeah, he has another one.
Okay.
So we probably need to do this collection assessment.
Do we have to close the public hearing?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Rose. So if there's no other public comment, that will be closed. So Jim, I assume we're on item 7 now.
What's that?
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
So, thank you, Mr. President, members of the council. Once again, Jim Atchison, Southeastern Montana Development, and I do have more handouts, Mr. President, if I could.
Please.
A couple extra here. This is off ones for you.
Okay.
Thank you for the time tonight, and I'm not going to certainly, officially I'm here to go through the membership renewal request from Southeastern Montana Development to the City of Coles Grid. You know, you see me quite often, and so a lot of this will be not new news to you, but come in officially once a year along with 8 other entities where we have membership dues, 4 counties and 4 other municipalities. So I'm kind of busy right now getting out to Broadus and Miles City and the nation, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to go through the whole packet. I'm just going to cover most likely the left hand cover sheet and then the right hand cover sheet. And certainly, if you have any questions at all, any of this stuff in the, excuse me, in the future, please let me know, because I'm here to serve you and get those questions answered. The item on the left-hand side of basic services is basically our tools in the toolbox. Just like a fireman, a police officer, or school teacher, we have tools in our toolbox as well, but there's a nonprofit. Basically, the four main tools are the business services, financial, community services, and advocacy services. Business services, as you probably know, we do a lot of counseling for not only new businesses, but also existing businesses, trying to help them stay in business. Financial services, we have a loan program that we work with banks. We collaborate with the banking community to make low-interest loans to for-profit businesses. We do not compete against the banks. We like to work with them. As you can see in there, Amber Hurt is our loan officer, and since 2010, we've done a little over $5 million, $5.2 million in loans to area small businesses in the four counties that we serve. And that basically is Rosebud, Custer, Powder River, and Treasure. Community services, this is a big one for you. This is where we write grants and do planning. Julie Evans Stoddard, and we have another, Sarah Kissman helps Julie with the reporting and the compliance issues. Because just when you get a grant, that doesn't mean the check doesn't show up. You have a lot of the reporting to do and invoicing and compliance issues, and Sarah helps Julie with that. And since 2010, we've done almost $59 million in grants into the four counties. Advocacy services, a little bit of everything. We work closely with the legislature. Special events, just like what I was just mentioning, the Energy Open. And of course, we work with other nonprofits and whatever we can do to create economic opportunity within the city of Rosebud. The rest of those things are supplemental documents and material. And on the right hand side, this is our economic impact scoreboard. And I think yours is a cream colored sheet there with a couple colored columns. We have been keeping track for people like you since 2002, so a little over 22 and a half years, because we feel it's important to be accountable to investors like the City of Colstrip and the other members of our organization. What we're doing with your money. And this is that mechanism to do that. So I've been keeping track of that since 2002, and that yellow column is just for the last 12 months ending in June. So this is kind of like your calendar, your government calendar, your demo show, and you operate on July through June. So it's a few months old, but that's fine. And we, as far as jobs created, new businesses, grants, loans, and investment project funding. And in our four counties, this is all four counties right now, we were able to bring in a little over $9 million into those four counties. So that was a substantial good year. And the best news, and I'm very excited about this, is the green column, which is a cumulative column. Since we've been keeping track since 2002, that total economic impact in those four counties just went over $120 million. And so we're very excited about that. And so now the other exciting news is, if you flip the page, the next one is the same scoreboard for Rosebud County. So, and that includes the county, Forsyth, and the city of Colstrip. As you can see, we helped create or retain 10 jobs in those 12 months. We worked with a lot of businesses this past year, 19, that's a lot. Grant awards, a little over $3.2 million into the county, and then of course we had one loan for $180,000. Investment project funding, that is match money, leverage money for loans, and also grants. There's a lot of grants, you have to have match money to make them work. That was a little over $3 million there. So total into Rosebud County is a little over almost $6.7 million for the year. And of course, the cumulative was $38 million there. So we're very excited. We're doing a lot of things in the county. And the other thing is, which is kind of funny, is if you go down to the bottom there, you take that $38 million and you divide it by the 23 and a half years. And on an average annual basis, so each year, we've been averaging about $1.6 million into the county. Okay. Now I go back and I figure out where we receive funds or investment funds from folks like you, the county, banks, whoever we can receive funds from. And that average has been averaging about $18,000. So I take that $1.6 million, which is an average annual impact, divided by the $18,000, that comes up with that $91 figure. So we can actually say that for every dollar we receive from wherever, we've leveraged that on an average annual basis 91 times. So we're very excited about that. That's good for you and good for the community and the business community as well. And so we keep track of that, and then I do that with the other counties as well. So that is kind of the nuts and bolts there. As you can see, it was a good year. We do continue to receive a lot of media attention. We had the Seattle Times here a few weeks ago. We're on Voices of Montana again. There's a reporter coming in from Bozeman, a high school student, over the weekend. And so continuing Colstrip is kind of a big thing right now for in the energy industry of what's going on here and why we're not closing. And because we're bucking the trend a little bit. So it's kind of a good story. Of course, Green United, NextEra, and the CIF community impact funds continue to come into the county and in this community. The NUC study is completed, and that is online. And this is done by the feds. This is not, you know, JAMF or some other company. The feds did this, and this is the technical study for possibly doing SMRs in the Colstrip area, and South Dakota, too. And Northwestern is using this, and they're studying and checking it out, so to speak, whatever they want to do. Now, this is 6 to 8 years away if they even, you know, want to do that, and it's going to be a lot of money. And so I was very interested in the merger that happened recently with Black Hills, which could be directly related to this. So keep our fingers crossed there. The Colstrip diversification strategy, which came actually out in 2017, 8 years ago, which started up a lot of this stuff. We're happy to report, and you know that we did get a small cohort grant a while back to revise this or update it. So we will be contracting out. I'm not sure what we're going to do there yet, Michelle, but as far as who we're going to hire to do this, but it's probably one of your two engineering companies on retainer for the city. But this needs to be revised to update things like the nuclear study, the big transmission line, et cetera, to stay current. Let's see what else we got. We still renewed interest with a company to capture emissions and also the coal ash processing, because as you know, the coal ash is going to be moved into a permanent cell, I believe, next year. But there's certainly opportunities within that coal ash for rare earth elements, and it could be economically viable to extract those rare earth elements. And then you have another industry starting in Colstrip from actually a waste stream. You know, it's like ashing your fireplace, you know. It's, take stuff out of it and make some money. We hope to do that. So, other than that, we did quite a few cohort grants in the last 12 months, and there's about four of those, and of course, a couple other things there. But with that, I'll open it up for any questions, but we certainly encourage you to renew your membership dues with SNDC, which is basically the fiscal year that we just started in July. So
New business. First thing is resolution number 2025-R17, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Colstrip, Montana, to levy assessments upon property within city limits to defray the cost of solid waste collection services. So I'd entertain a motion to approve that resolution.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to approve 2025-R17.
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion is made and seconded. Is there any conversation, discussion?
I'd just like to make a comment just for public record. It's my understanding that we haven't ever increased the rates on the 96-gallon one. Isn't that the statement that's been made?
That's correct.
Just for the record, that it's never, of course, we've never had a raise in that. Long, long, long time, apparently. That's pretty neat.
Is there any comment from the public? Shall we take a vote, please?
Councilmember Hanser?
Yes.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
All right, thank you for that. Next is Resolution 2025-R18, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Colstrip transferring appropriations within and among expenditure classes for the fiscal year 2024 to 2025 budget. And I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Mr.
Resolution.
President, I move that we pass Resolution 2025-R18.
Second.
Okay.
That's been a motion made and seconded. Any conversation? Anything from the public? Michelle, if you take a vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
All right. Next item of business is a special event for the high school, or Colstrip Public Schools is requesting. It's for a parade, September 18th. And so it's the homecoming parade. So I would entertain a motion to approve that event, parade event.
Mr. President, I make a motion
that we approve application for social, cultural, and recreational event by the Colstrip Public Schools.
Thank you. Second, please.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Chief, you're plumb good with everything.
Yep.
I would always check with you. All right. Michelle, if you do the vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Okay, next thing is a police vehicle purchase. And this is to approve the purchase. The vehicle is done, so that we can get them paid and the chief's people can go up and pick this vehicle up in Livingston. I'll entertain a motion to approve that payment.
Make a motion that we approve the police purchase of the police vehicle.
Second, please.
I'll second it.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Chief, I just need to thank you for your letter. You laid all the facts out. Very simple, straightforward. It's good.
Yeah, it helps us. All right. Michelle, if you take the vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
All right. Unless there's any other points of business or adjourn the meeting, thank you all for coming.
I'd like to make a comment, if I may, please.
Yes, please.
I would like to thank City Clerk and Treasurer Sean Richard for all the hard work she's done to accommodate me as I've been traveling and to enable me to participate. And apologize to you all that the last meeting I had no cell reception, so she just the same went to a lot of work to make sure I had all the information available to me and attempted to contact me. So thank you very much.
She appreciates that, Rose, and thank you for doing that. All right, if there's no other discussion,